This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A day after the Electoral College confirmed Joe Biden is the U.S. president-elect, the White House is still not ready to concede. AP Sagar-Magani reports.
A day after the Electoral College confirmed Biden as the next president, White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany shrugged it off.
Yesterday's vote was one step in the constitutional process,
saying President Trump is still involved in legally challenging the election. Hours earlier on the Senate floor,
our country has officially a president-elect.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell breaking his election silence and congratulating Biden, who in turn says he called his old colleague to say thanks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says it is in discussions with Pfizer and Moderna about possibly including their high-tech coronavirus vaccines among vaccines for poor countries at affordable prices. The WHO-backed COVAX facility, created to ensure equitable access to the COVID-19 vaccines around the world as they become available, is aiming to provide some 2 billion doses by the end of next year. Meanwhile, the Moderna vaccine appears set for regulatory authorization this week in the U.S. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
One day after Americans began getting vaccinated against COVID-19, a second vaccine, this one from Moderna, is on track for FDA approval this week after U.S. Food and Drug Administration staff endorsed it as safe and effective in documents released Tuesday. Moderna could get the green light as early as Friday, according to the New York Times, making millions of doses available to Americans within days. Moderna's approval would follow FDA's granting of emergency use of Pfizer's vaccine and would help the United States fulfill